Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We've got another wonderful show in store for you today. I just want to mention, and I hope you all had a chance to catch the newest show on talkradio.nyc this morning at 10 a.m., my dear friend Pat Duckworth and her new show, Hot Women Rock, a wonderful show about, let's say, mature women's health challenges. It's wonderful to have Pat, a fellow member of the Evolutionary Business Council, along with Reverend Dr. Terrilyn Curry-Avery, Dr. TLC, and her show, Dismantle Racism. We've got a really strong Thursday morning block now with our three shows, and more shows on the way. So it's really been wonderful to see the station grow over the last several months. I hope you all are enjoying all the new shows and are having a chance to check them out. And just a little reminder, like if you know somebody who is a conscious professional, is somebody who is in alignment with the kinds of topics that we talk about on the network, and you think they would make a good host, like you would like to hear them have a show on the network, please feel free to connect them to me. You can just have them email me at sam@talkradio.nyc. I would be more than happy to speak with them. It's a great time to join the network with all the new shows that have come on board. So today, I've got another wonderful conscious entrepreneur for you. But first, of course, we have our little reading from my book, Everyday Awakening, that I do here for you, just to give you a little taste, a little something. You know, so many people have said and emailed me and told me how much my blog has helped them throughout the years. So I thought it would be good just to share a little section each time, and a very apropos section today. And again, I'm just going in order through the book. And today's section is entitled, We All Need Help Now and Then. We all need to call for help sometimes, not because we aren't capable or strong, not because we are unable to deal with a situation. We call for help because other people have had different experiences than ours, and with a different experience come different insights, different skills, different strengths, and different weaknesses. The difference is what makes us human. The difference is what makes us unique. Sometimes we don't like the difference. Sometimes that difference is scary. Yet when we are in need of someone with that exact difference, we crave it. No one has what they need all the time throughout their entire life. We need teachers, mentors, and guides to help us as we walk along our own path. Calling for help is a very human thing to do. When we call for help, we find that together we can achieve more. It makes the path we're walking easier to traverse. We always have a choice. We can choose to suffer in silence, or we can ask for the support we need. And by asking for support, we give the other person an opportunity to give. This may be something they are craving. Can you see where you need help and are afraid to ask for it? Can you find out why you don't want to ask? Can you ask for help anyway, no matter how uncomfortable it makes you feel? So this little section of the book, I think it's a really important section for those of us who are so independent, are so free-spirited, are so, you know, don't want to bother anybody else. We have a tendency to feel that we don't need to ask for help, that asking for help is inconveniencing somebody else. And yet asking for help is one of the most important things that we can do in life. Because asking for help is a practice in learning to receive, support from other people, from life, from the world around us. And as we learn to receive more, more will be given to us. Life doesn't have to be hard. It really doesn't. And especially when we have a community around us, like the amazing people, as I mentioned before, both Pat and Dr. Tara Lynn are in the Evolutionary Business Council. I spent the first half of this week with my dear friend Jennifer Huff, who I met through the Evolutionary Business Council. There are so many wonderful people there. And I'm so honored to call them my friends and to call them my family in many ways. And to be open to asking for help from them. Doesn't mean we have to go around asking everybody for help. Doesn't mean, you know, we go out there with our heart on our sleeve and make our burdens somebody else's burdens. It's not what it's about. It's really about understanding that by asking someone else for help, we're giving them an opportunity to give. And just think about it. When somebody comes to you and asks for help, how does that make you feel? Like, how open? Now, again, we're not talking about people who are like chronically trying to suck you dry and always take something from you. We're talking about people who are conscious about it. But when someone comes to us and asks us for help, our heart opens up. It makes us feel good to do something for somebody else. In some ways, we'll do more for somebody else than we'll even do for ourselves. So why would we deny that opportunity to somebody else? Are there not people in your life who would jump at the chance to help you, to support you? So this, you know, little section of the book, it's for those of us who almost never or rarely ask for help to remind us it's okay to ask for help. Not only is it okay, but we're actually giving people an opportunity to do something that lifts up their spirits. And then both them and us feel better from that whole interaction. And so I ask you this week, you know, while you're going through your week, to think about it. Is there some area, something in your life you need help with? You know, something that just, it could be as simple as just getting a different perspective, or just the help of just you need to blow off steam and you just want someone to listen to you. Or maybe it's a real like confusing problem and you're just not sure what to do and you just want someone else's perspective, view, advice. Think about, you know, who out there really loves you that would love to help you in some way. So think about it. Let me know next week. All right. A wonderful quote from the book today, and rather apropos, I think, for my guest, who I am absolutely thrilled to welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Cheryl Brewster. After building a successful corporate career, Cheryl took that proverbial leap of faith in 2004, and she followed her calling to combine her professional expertise with her intuitive gifts to guide clients in developing often overlooked key components in effective business building. Trusting your instincts and reveling in your creativity, and her new venture, The Intuitive Life, was born. Several years later, her beloved son's unexpected health crisis rocked her to her very foundation, where she had to rely heavily on all her intrinsic resources of stamina, determination, and conviction. Amidst life's most challenging circumstances, Cheryl discovered that it is possible to triumph by transforming the appalling negative into radical peace and empowerment. Now, through The Intuitive Life, Cheryl enhances her own knowledge with the latest discoveries in neuroscience to facilitate innovative training, workshops, team building seminars on communications and conflict resolution. Her personal intuitive business consultations and group masterminds are highly sought after by individual and organizations alike. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour. Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing today?
Hey, Sam, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the show today. So I always like to start off to give our audience some background. So were you sort of intuitive your whole life? I mean, like when you were a little girl, did you like know where lost things were without realizing it? Or was this something that really emerged later in life for you?
Yeah, this emerged later for me. I would not have classified myself as being extra gifted at all when I was younger. And it came as a surprise. And I laughingly say I came into my work kicking and screaming the whole way, because it was not my idea of a what? You want me to what?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that feeling. So, I mean, you're an entrepreneur. Have you always had kind of that entrepreneurial spirit? Were you always looking to work for yourself, or did you have like kind of a normal corporate career like many people in the beginning?
Yeah, I had a normal corporate career. I wouldn't have classified myself as an entrepreneur. However, I would classify myself as someone who was keen to be the best at whatever it was I put my mind to. And I want to say the joy of connecting with people and, you know, really bringing out the best in everyone, no matter where, what function or role I had, which is all about connection. And I loved what you shared from your book, because that piece of asking for help, I believe we're really right now in this revolution of receiving. How hard do I make it on myself to receive? It's huge.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing what a challenge it is for people to receive help. I mean, you wouldn't think it, but when you start to work with people and you start to uncover things, it's really quite remarkable. I'm curious, you've worked in business for many years. What kinds of industries have you worked in? What kind of work did you do in the past?
Sure. Well, my background is electrical manufacturing and engineering. So I used to be in sales, and I sold electric motors to some of the largest mining industries around the world. I was a contract administrator as well. I've been to the largest copper mine in the world.
Oh, where's that?
That's in Escondida in Chile.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a fascinating career, and it was hard to leave. Because I enjoyed it. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, you start out with nothing and you create from scratch. So that's what I did.
Right. Well, was there some instigating factor? Was there something that kind of pushed you out of that corporate life that caused you to become an entrepreneur?
Yes. It was basically the calling to be intuitive as a profession. And I had never in my wildest dreams would have thought that. But that's what happened. So it's like this wake up call where, wait a minute, what's the true meaning of life? Am I really living it? Am I really embracing my potential? So this call to intuition, I call it the call to joy, because it's very creative, and it demands your fullest, most vibrant self. And so this aspect of receiving that kind of power within us is this shift of consciousness we're going through.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right. I got more questions about sort of that transition, and then we'll get into your work, but we've got to take a quick break first. I see Sanaya, a loyal listener on our Facebook Live. Welcome, Sanaya. Let us know what questions and comments you have throughout the show. And so when we come back, I want to learn a little bit more about how did that intuition kind of burst onto the scene? And what was it that really called you to say, I think this is my life's purpose right now, and I think this is what I need to embrace. Okay, Cheryl?
Sure. Sounds good.
Awesome. So everybody, you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc. And we're all over the podcasting apps and on Facebook with our live stream video. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Did you know that nearly one in five adults in the U.S. battles mental illness? Hi, my name is Albert Dabba. I'm the host of the show Extra Innings. Extra Innings, I discuss the topics of wellness, mental health, and the experience of surviving multiple suicides within my family. Listen live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to Extra Innings for discussions with sports figures, artists, mental health professionals, and many others. That's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Cheryl Brewster, creator of The Intuitive Life. So Cheryl, we were talking before about, you know, kind of getting called to leave your corporate world and start sort of your entrepreneurial venture. How did your intuition come about? I mean, was it something you went to workshops for and you developed over time? Was it something that kind of burst on the scene? Was it unexpected? Was it expected? How did that transition happen?
Well, Sam, it really did burst on the scene. I had this compulsion out of the blue to learn everything I possibly could about what it meant to be intuitive and what it meant to be psychic, much to my dismay, because my fundamentalist background was such that anything to do with the world of being psychic was taboo, absolutely. So I went through a real profound, very difficult period of literally talking to God, saying, why are you doing this to me? I don't want this. Why are you doing this? And it was hard. Many hours of asking. My husband at the time was so supportive. And he said to me at one point, he said, Cheryl, if this is real, then you need to listen to it. And you have to listen to your own heart over the voice of what you've been taught from religious circles, over the voice of what you've been taught in your upbringing. Will you be true to your heart, or will you be true to the conditioning around you? And, you know, that was the deciding point for me, because this was so strong. It was so compelling. And it was about, I want to live my life without regret. And if I don't do this, I will always question. And you know, that feeling you get in your heart when you feel fully alive, that's what was calling me. It's like, this is something to explore, even though it was terrifying on the same hand.
I see. And about how long ago was that?
Wow. This was back in the late, mid to late 90s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. You know, I've had many guests on my show who had that kind of awakening on around 9/11 in 2001. So it's curious to sometimes hear people's timings of things like this. So you got this calling. You started to study. Was it just about sort of learning intuition and mediumship, or was it healing work? Like what kinds of things did you study in the beginning?
In the beginning, I really devoured the work of Edgar Cayce, because he had been a very devout Christian. So it was, how do I make peace with my Christian perspective? Because Christ was very real for me. How do I make peace with this? So I read tons of stuff. I got involved with the ARE. I took workshops. At one point, one of my teachers said to me, if when I retired, I would give this business to you, which blew my mind. And it was like, what? And she said, Cheryl, you need to understand that sometimes you have abilities that you don't necessarily see for yourself. And it's like, okay, if I'm so psychic, how come I don't know? And so that's part of what I bring to my work with entrepreneurs then, is saying, okay, you have this ability. Let's bring more awareness to it. And especially in business with the masterminds, it's like, really using spiritual principles in business as a form of integration of these massive spiritual dimensions that we work with. How do I bring that into my everyday life and into business in such a way that this awakening is facilitated through me as the experience of love and peace and joy, even in the midst of a pandemic and all the changes and all the, you know, the very real rock your world stuff that's going on. How do we keep our center?
Right. And so you were studying all this for a number of years. Was there something in particular? Was there an instigating event that kind of like pushed you out the door of business and said, okay, you've got to now like start bringing this stuff to business? Was there something?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened? I want to hear this.
It's a cool story. So here I am in my corporate world going, I know I have to leave, but when? And, you know, so I'm a fan of synchronicity. It's always been such a powerful signpost in my life. So I had studied synchronicity, and I, you know, now I teach classes on it. But back then it was like, how do I work with this? So I set a bookmark, and my conversation with God was, so you pick an item that's a little unusual, and you say, okay, when this comes into my life, then I'll know it's time to leave corporate. Okay. So I said to God, something unusual, fairly unusual. When a boomerang comes into my life, I will know it's time to leave. And so I said, but I'll help you out, God. It can be three little boomerangs, like a sign on a billboard or a bus or whatever, or a real boomerang. So I had purchased a book that I did not want to buy. but intuitively said yes and bought this book because it was, I felt, you know, this was back when I was learning about Palladians and didn't really understand it. Kind of scared me. Anyway, so I'm flipping through this book and I came across a paragraph, and it's what caught my eye was the word boomerang. And it went on to give a definition of the boomerang, which is don't hold on too tight, throw it out into the universe. So it's come back. So not only was the word boomerang in that particular paragraph three times, but the definition of this is a sacred symbol. So that was it. I basically talked to my boss the next day, put in my notice, went to part-time, eventually leaving, obviously. And so now what I do is go, wow, let's really take advantage of this relationship that we have with the universe conspiring to support us. And it will take us in directions we may not have anticipated. So, this is the nitty gritty work, as you know, of awakening, right?
Right. So I'm curious, was your initial idea to really apply, you know, these things you've learned around intuition and these sacred gifts to business? Or was it just to help people with those ideas? And then later it came like, let's merge it with business.
Well, yeah, the business part did come a bit later, because when I originally started out, I did intuitive readings and taught workshops and intuitive development. However, through the years, I recognized that this business side is related to creating prosperity. And if we're not using our intuition to create prosperity, then we're kind of missing the point, because intuition will keep us in alignment with what's most important.
And I'm curious, your bio mentions about your son's health crisis. Mm-hmm. What happened, and why was that such a big challenge for you?
Well, it was devastating at the time. And he was young. He hadn't even turned 19 yet. And he'd been playing a little bit with pot. And some people are actually allergic to it. And it sent him straight into psychosis. So it was terrifying to watch my son unravel. And through the process, the reason I talk about it is because I know what it's like to go through something so devastating and at the time so fearful, but to understand the big picture later on, you know, the gift of hindsight. He is one of the most remarkable young men I know. And every day is the inspiration of how he can hold what happened to him, because there was significant brain damage. How he can hold that and just work with the, you know, the illness of schizophrenia, to work with illness and these gifts of, I want to say, profound spiritual awakenings that happened for him and for me, because it really put me to the test. And I went through a period, you know, over years, I ended up burning out because I was caregiving and dealing with the trauma. So coming back, Sam, was it was a real challenge.
I see.
And when you have spiritual tools and you go, you're brought to your knees, will I ever be happy again? Because at the same time, I'd left my relationship as well with my husband. So a lot,
A lot all happening at once. It's kind of like things kind of come together and explode all at the same time. So your son is still alive?
Yes. He's living in a facility of support and gradually, hopefully, becoming more independent. But the gift of everything that happened was recognizing at a very cellular level that each lifetime is such an important process of transforming into love. And I had an out-of-body experience recently as well, where I went through a death process. And when I, and again, the message is for all of us, if you're not coming from love, you're missing the point.
Exactly.
So how do we love the things that are hard? And
right.
And so I would say that joy of finding this dimension within us that we all have access to, I will align this even when it's hard. And that, I believe, is the true gift of intuition, because it's easy to be inspired when things are going well.
Mm, right.
When they're not going well, how do you keep your center? How do you stay there?
Right. Right. Exactly. It's like, anybody can be calm and peaceful when everything's going our way, but it's how do you be calm and peaceful and joyful when things are uncomfortable, when they're not quite going the way we want. Okay. Ooh, we got a question from listener Sanaya, but it's time for us to take a break. So let's go to break now. When we come back, I'm going to ask you her question, and we'll talk about, you know, how are we, and it's perfect. It's because the question is a perfect segue about taking all these gifts and, you know, applying them to business, and what does that look like, and other things around it. Okay. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Cheryl Brewster, creator of the Intuitive Life. And we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business, or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Wise Content Creates Wealth. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Friday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2. They say content is king. Well, wise content rules the world. Every episode features tools and tips for content marketing and business people telling the wise content stories of that success. Tune in every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with Cheryl Brewster. So Cheryl, Sanaya on our Facebook Live asks, initially, how had your business colleagues responded to your new call to joy?
They were thrilled because, yeah, they saw something in me that needed to express.
Oh, interesting. Wow. So they're actually supportive. They weren't like thinking you lost your mind, huh?
Well, some did, but.
There's always one or two of those.
Yeah.
After you had been doing this for a while and you kind of saw the opportunity, I guess, to kind of take these tools and apply them to business, what was the process like for you? Like, was it uncomfortable? Was it easy? Was it, oh yeah, I know this. Yeah, this makes perfect sense. Or it was like, ah, what are you talking about?
Well, it was great because I was doing what I love to do. It was uncomfortable because I was ahead of my time. This, you got to remember, this is way back in the early 2000, and people would hire me and I had to be very careful how I couched what I did and introduced it into business and had to tell me we love what you do, but you are ahead of your time. So then, you know, I, at the end of the day, intuition is our purest potential wanting to express itself. So at the end of the day, as conscious entrepreneurs, what I recognized that I was detaching myself from the old way of doing business, which is it's all out there and I've got to do whatever I can to bring it in, and reverse it and go, wait a minute, when we're working with intuition at these levels, it's prosperity from the inside out. So it's not out there. It's happening in here, and out there is a reflection of what's happening. So when we apply this to sales, for example, it's a very different take on how I approach sales.
Can you give us an example maybe of a client you worked with and how, like what it looked like when you had them use intuition for something as basic as sales versus the way they were doing business before?
Sure. Perfect client. She's in one of my business masterminds right now. And she is leaving a kind of traditional career to create something it's called Call Me Courage, where she's based on her life experience, she's coaching people on how to be more courageous in their life. So we're in the middle of the mastermind and I'm talking about the different dimensions of consciousness. So 3D is okay. Yep. It's about the house and the money. That's it.
Right.
4D is we're realizing, wait a minute, there's a bigger picture here. And 4D is like this elevator that can take us up into higher states of consciousness or take us back down into, you know, the basic 3D living. Then the fifth dimension is this relationship with the higher self. This very sweet, intimate relationship of what is most meaningful, and that it has such a power in it to create the prosperity from the inside out, and that we're really anchoring heaven on earth. And our ability to do that in business, I believe, is this big shift that we're going through. So she said to me, she goes, and I said, well, you know, we don't need to die to experience this. We can create heaven on earth without the process of dying. And certainly because of some of the out-of-body experiences I've had, it was a bit perhaps easier for me to know that. But in the way that I explained it, and she took that to heart and she came back and she said, Cheryl, this is life changing. Like I can have everything I've ever wanted and move forward in this transition. And I don't have to die to be really happy doing what I love to do. And it's, you know, it was mind blowing for all of us to really witness this beautiful integration of true meaning, true expression and experience, this experience of, I would say, awakening to this power within me that is stronger than any other force on the planet. So when we apply that to sales, then it's like, wow, okay, creating from the inside out, being in that vibration, that mindset. And now it's not about getting, it's about sharing. And the true meaning of collaboration, I use the description that we're all joy bubbles colliding. And when we do, you know, especially from this mindset, there's this effervescence, this explosion of joy that is very transformational in our businesses, so that we are being of the ultimate service possible to our clients and to the world.
I'm curious, when you first start to work with clients, and they kind of have some trepidation about applying this kind of work to their business, how do you usually recommend they get started? Like, how do they dip their toe in the water to start to get a little comfortable with it before you throw them in the deep end?
Yeah. I like to bring them into an experience.
Okay.
Because when you have an experience, you know a truth for yourself. Mm. And we all have these elements of truth that are wanting to express themselves. So for example, if we create an experience right now of creating mm-hmm. a business that is one of prosperity mm-hmm. and one of creative self-expression. So again, there's a piece within each of us that wants to come out. It's expanding. It can be uncomfortable. It's like giving birth. It's like we're going through the birth canal, right? Mm-hmm. But if you imagine yourself in a forest right now, where it's very quiet, very still, and you're standing under a canopy of beautiful green leaves and trees, you can pretty quickly just put yourself into this experience of exquisite silence and peace, feel the earth beneath your feet. And you notice that in the forest, there is absolutely no judgment. The forest does not judge you. Mm-hmm. So building on that and just very quickly, you can go into an experience and recognize, wow, what if I carried that forward where I'm releasing this tendency to judge myself? And what if I could build my business from this place that's always here because I have this within me? And what if I expanded every peak moment I've ever had, or every time I was totally in the zone? What if I put more focus on that and really intensified that and expanded that and used that to build my business?
Beautiful. Yeah, because sometimes we make things a little too complicated, right? And sometimes I guess it's just about we bringing ourselves to that still, peaceful place within us, and we create what we want to create from that place.
And so when we are going through that transition, then anything less than that peaceful place comes up to be acknowledged and released, because we're, you know, again, part of why I love to bring this into business is that part of the shift we're going through right now is releasing generational trauma. This generational trauma is related to money. And I believe that we are all letting go of money trauma.
Oh, interesting.
And so if you're in business, and this is where it can get tricky, how do you trust your intuition when you're not feeling it, when you're feeling shaky, or you're in massive fear? Like, how do you do that, right?
Right.
So what we're talking about here is energy alignment and being very kind and compassionate with ourselves as the body memory moves to give it safe passage.
Wonderful. All right. Believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last break of the show. Time really flies when I have such interesting and wonderful guests. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that of when do we and when don't we trust our intuition? So how do we sort of refine it so we know it's more on target? And I want to ask you about that pirate hat on that bookshelf behind you, okay? So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. You can find us on all the podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon. We're all over the place. So just do me a favor and do a search for the Conscious Consultant Hour on whatever podcasting platform you're used to using, and leave us a rating if you would. Let other people know what a good show it is, so maybe it'll encourage some other people to follow through. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back with Cheryl Brewster after these messages.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been having a wonderful conversation with Cheryl Brewster, creator of The Intuitive Life. So Cheryl, when someone's trying to take something as ephemeral as intuition and sort of that sense of you know, the extrasensory gifts that we have and apply it towards business, it's not always accurate, is it? Sometimes we get things a little bit wrong. How do we learn to trust our intuition and develop it to a point where we know we can feel when it's on target and when it's not?
I believe intuition is 100% accurate all the time. It's how we filter it, how we are processing it. So, If we can think of ourselves as, you know, toddlers learning how to walk, and, you know, it can feel like sure footing, but there's always the bigger picture underneath. And so we learn more sometimes through making mistakes, like it's failing forward. So it's a refinement. I think we're too quick to go, well, that didn't work. It's a lifestyle process that affects everything. And so it's a very intimate relationship with the bigger picture, because making mistakes is a part of the bigger picture.
Right. And in some ways we actually learn more from our mistakes than we do when everything goes smoothly. And mistakes are not necessarily bad, right? We have this tendency to judge mistakes. And like you were talking before about putting yourself in the forest where there's no judgment, if we could stop judging mistakes as bad or wrong, then when something happens like that, it's just an opportunity to learn.
Exactly. And that for me was so freeing. The book Radical Forgiveness was profound in helping me really understand that we come into the lifetime to experience separation so that we can also experience oneness. We do this enough times till we get to the point where we go, oh, wait a minute. Wow, I'm going to use this mistake to create oneness, not separation.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned before about how when you started to apply this to business, people were saying you're ahead of your time. Do you feel the business climate has shifted, has changed? Are you now no longer ahead of your time?
No, I'm not ahead of my time, and I love it. Because, you know, behind me on my bookshelf somewhere, you can see Theory U right there. Uh-huh. So, it's an amazing story of this man who went through this synchronicity process like I did. He wrote a book called Synchronicity, and he just describes his journey. So he's gone on to work with some of the great minds of the world where they've created leadership and business councils. And the premise is deep listening to source.
Oh, wow.
That's the premise on key leadership these days. So I'm so excited because when I read this book, it's a business book. It was like, yes, they're speaking my language. And it's like, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. It's really amazing how over the years that I've been involved in this stuff to just see sort of the shift in awareness and acceptance around things that, yeah, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago would have been, what? You're crazy. Like people would have laughed you out of the room. Today, they're paying a lot, big bucks to bring people into the room to teach this stuff.
Well, this is the basis of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and yeah. Timeless wisdom. So we have an accelerant in our intuition. And are we using it to the extent that we can?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to ask you about that pirate hat sitting on that shelf behind your bookshelf behind you. What is it about pirates you love so much?
This is very much a symbol of synchronicity for me because way back when I hadn't left the corporate world yet, I kept seeing pirates like Captain Morgan's rum would suddenly appear. And so I would, you know, with synchronicity, you always look at the thought you had before the synchronicity shows up.
So
pirates kept showing up, and it was like, it was every time I was thinking about leaving the corporate world to do what I really wanted to do. The good, I call it the good pirate. It's the symbol. It's the Robin Hood of the high seas, where we steal from what I would call the harmful ego and give. We're taking our power back. And it's this element of this uniqueness of you. What's the uniqueness of you that needs to express itself, symbolized by the skull and crossbones, which is X marks the spot. And it's the willingness to die to the power of conformity over our life and to be courageous and to step forward.
Wow. I've never heard that interpretation of the skull and crossbones. That's awesome. That's wonderful. We've just got a couple of minutes left to the show. I'm curious, when you apply your intuition to your own business, what kind of comes up for you? Like, what do you see happening in the future for you? Where do you see things going? What's next for Cheryl Brewster?
What's next for me is I'm writing a book right now called The Call to Joy in Life and Business. Coming up for me is increasing this capacity to receive, which you talked about. So the synchronicity there means that I'm following this new place that's coming up, which is working with improv, working with humor, working with comedy, And how do we bring that into our businesses so that we're remaining vital and alive and really taking challenge and having it, reframing it so that we are using it as it was intended to fuel the fire of our potential. Let's have more fun doing this now.
Yeah.
Really. Don't you like it's
absolutely
it's time.
It's time. Yeah. So it's absolutely
word here.
I remember the phrase, a quote, I forget who said it, a very old quote that I really love, which says, where there's seriousness, there's ego, where there's laughter, there's God. And to me, it's just such a reminder that, yeah, we're all designed to have a lot more fun in life. This is actually a message I got earlier this week, to have much more fun in life and not take things quite so seriously. So, Cheryl, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I would be remiss in my duties if I did not ask you if people listening would like to learn more about you, get in touch with you, how would they find you? What's your website? You know, how would they contact you?
Sure, absolutely. Theintuitivelife.com is my website. Just send me an email. Let's connect. I love to have conversations with people. I'm all about let's get a chance to know each other and see what happens then, because really the time for joy and the time for fun is now. And I believe we're more effective when we're coming from that place. So if that's of interest to you, absolutely reach out.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And do you have anything special coming up? I mean, obviously besides the book you're working on will eventually come out, any events, anything you'd like to let our audience know about?
Yes. I always have revolving intuitive business masterminds that are taking place. And okay. I need to update my website right now with the next one, but and also just my one-on-one sessions. Those really are the most, if there's fun and joy, it's really supporting people in their growth and in their business accomplishment.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing with our audience. It was so much fun having you on the show. Really a pleasure. Always nice to meet a fellow pirate.
Our matey.
And thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in every week. I so appreciate you, and I really appreciate you tuning into the show, because without you, there's really no purpose for doing the show. So please don't keep us a secret. If there's something within this interview that you enjoyed, please share it with your friends. Don't keep us the best kept secret. We want people to know about this stuff and to get it out there in the world. Coming up next week, I actually haven't done one of these in a little while, just because I've had so many great guests, but I'm doing a me only show. So you get me, the conscious consultant, for the full hour, and I will let you know what I'm going to dive into. If you really want to know soonest, sign up for the newsletter at talkradio.nyc. It comes out on Mondays and kind of let you know what the shows are going to be talking about during the week. So I highly encourage that. Please stay tuned. Coming up later today at 4 o'clock, we have Graham Dobbin and his show, The Mind Behind Leadership, at his new time, 4 p.m., because he's in Australia now, followed by Frank About Health with Frank Harrison, and Planet Pacalolo, all about the world of cannabis business and taking a less taboo view of that. And of course, Fridays, we have our whole business block, and next week we do it all again. So thank you for tuning in. We will talk to you next week.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Wise Content Creates Wealth. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Friday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2. They say content is king. Well, wise content rules the world. Every episode features tools and tips for content marketing and business people telling the wise content stories of that success. Tune in every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners, looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.